One of the big topics of the day for President Biden is immigration and these executive orders. Is he essentially undoing everything we saw President Trump do on immigration over the last 4 years?
Yes, he's effectively trying to undo everything that President Trump has done in the past 4 years, both in spirit and in terms of the letter of the law. One thing the previous administration had tried to do was make the point that this was no longer a nation of immigrants. That last administration, in fact, struck those words, a nation of immigrants, from the mission statement of one of the nation's immigration agencies. And President Biden is sending a very powerful message to the world that the United States is once again a nation of immigrants. And this is a message that the United States has conveyed to the rest of the world for hundreds of years.
One of the big aspects of this plan that President Biden has for immigration in the U.S.?
So you could say there are two large components to this plan. One large component consists of a series of executive orders, and another component is a bill, an immigration bill that his administration has sent to Congress. The executive orders do much to overturn the executive orders that the Trump administration had signed. And so these orders do things like strive to protect DACA, deferred action for childhood arrivals. They create a 100-day moratorium on deportations. They also instruct the Census Bureau to resume counting undocumented immigrants for the purposes of apportionment. Related to those executive orders is another order issued by DHS saying that they will stop the migrant protection protocols. So those are just a few of examples of the several executive orders that were signed by the Biden administration. And then when it comes to the bill that the administration sent to Congress, the most dramatic feature is this proposal to legalize the 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States right now.
And we hear the term path to citizenship a lot. We understand it would be an 8-year path in this case.
Yes.
How exactly does that process work?
So that process, I haven't read the details, but when you look at how past legalization measures have worked, and I'm an immigration historian, and actually my second book is about immigration legalization, typically what these bills will require is that you've lived in the United States continuously for that period. You can prove that you are of quote unquote good moral character. This is a term of art. I suspect that there will be some kind of clause in there saying that applicants shouldn't have a criminal record. I suspect that the requirements will also give preference to certain kinds of undocumented immigrants, such as those who've been agricultural laborers or DACA recipients and students in general. So I'm not sure about the specifics, but that's my guess as to how some of these requirements will look.
Why has this been a hot button issue for so long? Because we have had other Democratic presidents who talked a big game on immigration, but we have yet to get this over the finish line, what President Biden wants to do.
So this goes back to 1789. Immigration continues to be a hot topic. You hear the same arguments, and unfortunately, you hear the same racist and xenophobic arguments, because those arguments have won votes. They've won elections since 1789, and that's why you don't hear this rhetoric going away. And this is the strategy that the Trump campaign adopted from day one, beginning in maybe 2016. You heard this ramp up in the anti-Mexican sentiment, and that was very conscious because their team knew that this would increase their favor, increase their votes and their support from a significant segment of the U.S. population.
Dr. Kang, what are the economic implications of an immigration plan like this one? What would it mean for the U.S. economy?
So I think that an immigration plan like this would be good news for the American economy. If we look at, say, for example, one of the executive orders was to stop construction of the border wall, I think that would be a great idea. A lot of that money was actually taken from U.S. military funds. And so, for example, the U.S. military wasn't able to build schools for military personnel. We were taking money from that pot. So if we stop building the border wall, the hope is that we can spend those billions of dollars elsewhere and perhaps spend that money on the military families who actually need those funds. And then when it comes to the legalization provisions of the immigration bill, many, many studies have shown that immigration is a net positive. And this means that immigrants contribute more to the economy than they take away. So they contribute more to the economy in terms of goods that they buy, taxes than they pay. So they contribute more of those things than they take in terms of services, whether those services be healthcare or schooling. So the studies are very clear on that point. And so if we legalize immigrants and then continue to welcome immigrants into the country, I think this will be a very definite positive for the U.S. economy.
Do you think this president will get most of what he wants on immigration?
Well, I'll say this. Now's a good time to watch C-SPAN, because I think the debates on this bill will be quite heated, and I think there will be opposition from both the right and the left. Members of the Republican Party have already come out on record against the bill. Clearly, they're opposed to the legalization provision. And then I wouldn't be surprised if the more left-leaning members of the Democratic Party push for further liberalization of immigration law and policy. But it's going to be an uphill battle to get this bill passed. And my own feeling is that it by no means will get passed in the form that it's been proposed.
And one more quick question before I let you go, and you have been a wealth of information here today. I am so grateful for the opportunity. When you talk about the far left members of Congress beyond a path to citizenship and some of these other provisions, what else is there that they may want?
Oh, so I think they would want to see ICE abolished. They would want to see some of the immigration agencies completely dismantled. And I think in other cases, completely dismantled and recreated. And then another set of congresspersons on the left would just want to eliminate ICE altogether. So I think that's an argument that you might hear.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.